啊，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
啊，愿神的恩惠啊，常常与大家同在。
May the grace of God be with you always.
我们今天一起来分享诗篇的112篇。
Today we will share Psalm 112.
啊，我们题目定成敬畏神啊，变为有福。
Our topic for tonight is Blessed is the man who fears the Lord.
啊，敬畏神变为有福。
Blessed is the man who fears the Lord.
我们来读112篇的第一节。
Please read Psalm 112, verse 1.
112篇的第一节。
Psalm 112, verse 1.
你们要赞美主，敬畏主，甚喜爱他命令的，这人变为有福。请读。
Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments.
这边特别记载，敬畏神，这人变为有福。
Here it's especially said that the man who fears the Lord is blessed.
诸位弟兄姐妹，你今天在线上，你是一个拜神的人。
Brothers and sisters, today online, you are someone who worships the Lord.
但是您是一个敬畏神的人吗？
But are you someone who fears the Lord?
我们圣经的作者多么盼望我们都是敬畏神的人。
The author of the psalm greatly wishes that we are all someone who fears the Lord.
因为这样子我们就可以蒙受神的福气。
Because in this way we can be blessed.
所以今天晚上我们用这个诗篇来看看什么样的表现来证明您是一个敬畏神的人。
So tonight, using this psalm, we shall see what kind of behaviors we should have to prove that you're someone who fears the Lord.
如果你是敬畏神的，你有什么样的福气？
And if you are someone who fears the Lord, what type of blessings will you receive?
所以我们盼望每个人能够更加的敬畏神。
So we hope that every one of us can fear the Lord even more.
首先我们看到第一节提到的，敬畏神甚喜爱他命令的，这人便有福。所以我们看到敬畏神的第一个直接的表现是喜爱神的命令。
So the first thing here in verse 1 says that the one who fears the Lord greatly delights in his commandments.
这里提到这个命令，英文叫 commandment， 就是诫命。我们比较正确的比较缩紧的讲，就是这就是十条诫命。
Here it says commandments, so if we condense it, it is the Ten Commandments.
那这是一个命令啊，这个不可以讨价还价，不是一种建议。
This is a commandment; it is not negotiable.
诫命说要孝敬父母。
For example, the commandment says that we have to honor our parents.
不可以杀人。
We cannot murder.
这个不是建议这个是神期待你去用生命施行出来的。
These are not suggestions. These are the things that God wants you to do with your life.
那我们都知道提摩太前书说诫命的总归就是爱。
And we know in 1 Timothy it says the conclusion of the commandment is love.
所以神本身就是爱，他让我们守诫命其实就是让我们来施行爱。
God is love, and when he wants us to keep the commandments, he wants us to manifest this love.
那神在给十条诫命之前，他先讲一句话。
Before God gave us the Ten Commandments, he first said this.
我们看出埃及记的二十章第一节、第二节。
Please turn to Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 and 2.
我们把红线夹在诗篇，我们来看出埃及记二十章第一节、第二节。
Please put your bookmark in Psalm 112, and now we'll turn to Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 and 2.
神吩咐这一句话说，我是主你的神，曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来。那第三节就是第一诫再来就谈诫命了
So in verses 1 and 2, these are the words God spoke before he gave the commandments. The commandments starts with verse 3.
这边就要说呢，我们守诫命第二节跟我们讲， 因为这样子呢，我们就真的是属于神了，神是我们的神。
In verse 2, it says that when we keep the commandments, then the Lord will be our Lord.
所以我们跟列国就有一个分别。
Therefore, we are separated and different from all the other nations.
那这边说这是神啊，将你从埃及之地为奴之家领出来。这个诫命是神从法老权下把百姓领出来之后给我们的。
Here it says that God brought you out of the land of Egypt and out of bondage. So the Lord had brought us out of the dominion of Pharaoh and out of that land.
那从属灵上来看，在埃及地，他们就是做法老的奴隶，就是魔鬼的奴隶，就是罪恶的奴隶。
Spiritually, when they were in the land of Egypt, they were slaves of Pharaoh. So spiritually, they were slaves of sin and slaves of Satan.
那今天我们守十条诫命，就是不再做罪恶的奴隶。
Today, when we keep the Ten Commandments, we are no longer the slaves of sin.
你看哦，世上的人那么多，有很多的国度，那我们就是圣洁的国度。
There are so many nations in this world, but we belong to the clear, pure nation.
那我们的神就是圣洁的神。
And our God is a pure God.
所以我们守诫命就把我们从这个列邦分别出来，我们跟他们不同流合污，不沾染不洁净。
When we observe the Ten Commandments, it separates us from all the nations of the world because we are no longer part of them.
那如果我们这样做呢？其实圣经上讲，我们最后会成为一个让人羡慕的一个觉得说这是一个有智慧有聪明的一个国度。
And if we do this, surely the people will know that we are a great nation that is wise and understanding.
我们看生命记的四章十六节。
Please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 6.
对不起，四章的五节到六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 5 and 6.
五节到六节。
Verses 5 and 6.
对不起，我们读第六节就好了，对不起，第六节就好了。
Apologies, we'll just read verse 6.
所以你要谨守遵行，这就是你们在万民眼前的智慧聪明。他们听见这一切律例，必说，这大国的人真是有智慧，有聪明。请读。
Therefore, be careful to observe them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples who will hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
我们听神的命令，我们守十诫，在众民当中呢，我们被祝福成为大国，他们会说，哇，这大国的人呢，因为他们守这个神的一切吩咐呢，他们真是有智慧，有聪明。
When we keep and observe God's commandments, He will make us into a great nation, and all the other people will see us and say that this nation is wise and has understanding.
为什么会这样说呢？
Why would they say this?
你想想看哦，我们大家都孝敬父母，大家都不杀人，大家都不偷盗。
You see, we all honor our parents, and we do not murder, and we do not steal.
到最后，我们这个国家，这个属灵的国度，就真的就是我们中国人，到最后理应大同篇说的，不独亲其亲，不独子其子啊，到最后路上有掉钱都没有人捡啊，大家也都不贪心，成为一个非常和谐的社会，有爱的社会，那真的呢，全世界人会说，哇，这真的是一个有智慧有聪明的一个国家。
In our kingdom, in the spiritual nation, we will all become someone who is not covetous and we live in harmony, and in that way, we manifest God's love.
所以我们其实我们守诫命也是一种爱儿女的表现哦。
When we observe the commandments, it is also a way to show that we love our children.
我们看约翰一书第五章。
Please turn to 1 John chapter 5.
第二节
，First two，
约翰一书第五章第二节
，First John chapter 5 verse 2。
五章二节，我们若爱神，又守他的诫命，从此就知道我们爱神的儿女。请读。
By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments.
哎，奇怪，我们如果守诫命，怎么爱神又爱神的儿女呢？
Well, this is strange. If we keep His commandments, how is it that we love the children of God and we love God?
当然爱神很容易了解，因为我们听神的话，所以才守他的诫命。
It's easy to understand why we love God, because we love God, therefore we keep His commandments.
可是他又说爱神的儿女，也就是说你守诫命啊，你的儿女跟着你啊来守诫命，你做榜样啊，到最后你的儿女也蒙神的爱了。
But if we love God's commandments and we keep His commandments, then that also means that we love our children and we become a good example for them.
所以我们守诫命原来是建立一个非常美好的家庭。
Therefore, when we keep the commandments, we are actually establishing a very good household.
我小时候听我的传道跟我讲一个故事。
When I was young, my minister told us a story.
他说有一个家庭呢，每次这个家里的老人家，这个家里的主人呢，那个爸爸年纪大了，吃饭呢，常常打破碗了，所以呢，他就做一个木碗，让爸爸呢，在吃饭的时候不要跟家人一起坐，木碗呢，坐在旁边的角落，自己一个人吃啊。
In this family, the father is an elderly, and when he eats, he often will break his bowl. So the family made him a wooden bowl, and instead of having him eat with everybody else, they made him sit at the corner by himself.
那他这样对待爸爸，有一天他看到他儿子啊，拿一根刀啊，在削一个木头。
This is the way they treat their father. And one day, the son took a knife and he was shaving a piece of wood.
爸爸在问他说，你做什么？
And the father asked the son, what are you doing?
他说，我在做一个木头的碗啊，等到我大了，你也大了，这个碗以后就给你用啊。
And the son says, well, I'm making a wooden bowl. You see, when you become older, this bowl will be for you.
所以你怎么样对待你的爸爸妈妈，你的儿子看在眼睛里面，他将来就怎么样对待你。
So the way you treat your parents now, your children are observing, and in the future, they will treat you the same way.
那如果我们本身是个爱神的人，
If we are someone who loves God,
你的儿子也会被你影响。
Your children will be influenced by you.
我读过一个见证啊，有一个姐妹非常懂得服事。
I've read a testimony. There was a sister who really knows how to serve.
外面来的同龄，或者是自己教会的弟兄姐�ei，常常邀请到她家里面来服事，来关爱这些长子或者是弟兄姐妹。
No matter if it's visiting members or elders, or even church members from her own church, she would often invite them into her home and serve them.
那有人就问她说，姐妹，你为什么这么懂得招待？
And someone asked her, sister, why is it that you really know how to serve?
她说，小时候我就看到我妈妈这样做啊，她常常招待客人，招待弟兄姐妹。
And she says that, well, ever since I was young, I observed my mother serving in this way.
所以今天呢，我们真的敬畏神，我们懂得守神的诫命，这也是爱我们的儿女。
So today, if we observe God's commandments and we know how to love God, this is also a way to show our love to our children.
那敬畏神的第二个表现，我们来看诗篇112篇。
What is the first way to show that we love God?
Let's 我们不只是喜爱命令，喜爱诫命哦。
Let's turn back to Psalm 112. Not only do we delight in the commandments.
我们来读第四节。
Please read verse 4.
112篇第四节。
Psalm 112 verse 4.
正直人在黑暗中有光向他发现，他有恩惠，有怜悯，有公义。第五节。
Verse 5.
施恩以人，借贷以人， 这人事情顺利，他被审判的时候要述明自己的冤。请读。
Verse 4. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. Verse 5. A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion.
那第四节谈 后半段谈到呢，他这个人有恩惠，有怜悯，有公义。
In the latter part of verse 4, it says that this person is gracious, is full of compassion and righteous.
那恩惠呢，第五节说他常常施恩给人，借贷给人。
In regards to graciousness, he deals graciously with others and lends to others.
那第九节又说，第九节的前半句他又说，他施舍钱财，周济贫穷。
And in the first part of verse 9, it also says that he dispersed abroad and he has given to the poor.
所以一个敬畏神的人，他真的很有爱心，很有怜悯恩惠，也有公义。
Someone who fears the Lord is gracious and is full of compassion and he is righteous.
所以神说世人啊，圣经上说世人啊，神向你所要的是什么呢？
So the Bible says, oh man, what does the Lord require from you?
就是要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与神同行。
But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
所以一个敬畏神的人常常会是一个爱人的人啊。
So someone who fears the Lord is someone who loves men.
所以你看，圣经上记载有一个外邦人叫哥尼流，他是敬畏神，后来就谈，他常常周济百姓。
In the Bible, it talked about a Gentile, his name was Cornelius. He feared the Lord and he gave alms graciously to the poor.
所以敬畏神跟周济人，把它放在一起。
So therefore, to fear the Lord and to give alms graciously are put together.
对耶稣基督，真的很盼望我们做一个有爱心的人。
Our Lord Jesus really wants us to be someone who is loving.
他讲一个好撒玛利亚人的故事。
He gave us a parable of the good Samaritan.
有一个人被强盗打伤了，一个好的撒玛利亚人缠过他的伤，医治他的伤，带到旅馆，留下钱财，帮助他。
The Samaritan saw someone who was beaten up by robbers, so he bound up his injuries, took him to an inn, and also left money for the innkeeper to take care of him.
耶稣讲这个故事就是说我们真的要爱人到那个地步啊。
Jesus gave us this parable to let us know that we have to love men to that degree.
后来主耶稣又讲到一个审判的标准，就是你要做绵羊，不要做山羊。绵羊呢，有病的你去看，监狱的下监的你去看，没衣服的你给他穿，这个都是一种怜悯跟恩惠。
And the Lord also gave a parable of at the judgment time, where he divides the sheep from the goats, because the sheep will have love and mercy, and the sheep will go visit those who are in prison, and they will clothe those who are naked, and they will give food to those who are hungry.
所以有爱心的才有办法进到神的国度啊。
Only those who have love can go into the kingdom of God.
最近我们有工人打电话给一户信徒，问他说有没有失业，教会有一个爱心基金，可以帮忙。
Recently, we have brought members who will call our members and care for them and ask them how they're doing and whether they are unemployed and need financial assistance.
那个姐妹她说，她收到这样的电话，眼泪就掉下来。
The sister said when she received this phone call, she started to shed tears.
她说：“哇，神的爱怎么这么大
？”And she says that how great is God's love.
她说她以前不是在真耶稣教会的，有时候到有些的世界上的教会，常常叫人家要奉献。我们来到教会，没有在用袋子收钱，还会打电话问说，需不需要爱心的帮助。
When she used to go to a different church, in the other churches, not only do they compel you to give offerings because they will collect, they will send around the collection box, but here in True Jesus Church, we actually call up our members to see if they need help.
所以真的，他就被 这个教会的爱心，其实就是神的大爱、哦、感动到。
So she was moved by the love of church, which is the love offered by our church members.
那耶稣说呢，施比受更有福。所以很多弟兄姐妹在他们拥有的时候，他们知道什么是福气的道理、啊、就是你要懂得慈悲怜悯。
The Bible says it is more blessed to give than to receive, and many of our brothers and sisters, they know that to have mercy and to have grace is the best thing to do.
所以我们要学会做手心向下的人，给予人的人。
So we need to learn to be someone who is willing to give.
那你敬畏神不只是有爱心啊，也要有公义的心啊。
When we fear the Lord, not only do we have to have love, but we also have to do justice.
敬畏神的人一定是远离恶事，一定知道去做神以为对的事情。
Someone who fears the Lord will depart from evil and will do what is right in the sight of God.
那在以色列百姓啊，他们在选百夫长、千夫长的时候呢，神说呢，啊，这些人一定要敬畏神，要诚实无妄。要恨不义之财。
The Israelites, when they were choosing people to be leaders of 50s and 100, their criteria is that someone who fears the Lord, who is trustworthy, and who hates covetousness.
好，所以我们来读这个诗篇的112篇第十节。
Please read Psalm 112, verse 10.
112篇第十节。
Psalm 112, verse 10.
恶人看见便恼恨，必咬牙而消化。恶人的心愿要归灭绝。请读。
The wicked will see it and be grieved. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish.
很多人他们做恶事，那有公义的人，他行神眼前看为对的事情。
Many people do wicked things.But the people who fear God will do what is right in God's eyes.
那其实恶人遇到这些有公义的人呢，他的心愿就归于灭绝。
When the wicked meets someone who do justly, wicked desire will perish.
就是他一直想要做恶啊，可是呢，公义的人就是不会随从他啊，甚至呢，会跟他讲这是不对的啊。
Because the wicked only wants to do wicked things, but the righteous person will not follow him and will even more tell him that what you're doing is not right.
他当然会恼恨啊。
And of course he will be grieved.
他会对你很生气啊，会咬牙切齿啊。
He will be angry at you and he will gnash at his teeth.
到最后，因为在公义人面前，他们要消化如水。
And in the end, in front of the righteous, they will melt away.
你还记得亚哈跟耶洗别啊，曾经用不法的手段抢夺拿伯的葡萄园
？Do you remember Ahab and Jezebel used the wrong method to take away Naboth's vineyard？
那神就差遣公义的以利亚先知去责备他。
God sent the righteous Elijah to condemn him。
他说：“哦，你看哦，狗在哪里舔拿伯的血，将来就要在那里舔你的血。”因为你们把拿伯害死了，抢他的财产。
He says that because you have killed Naboth and taken away his inheritance, where the dog is licking up Naboth's blood, the dogs will lick up your blood also.
啊，到最后这个亚哈的心呢、啊、就消灭了
，and
他的心愿也灭绝了。
At the end, Ahab's heart.Melted away, and his wish also melted away.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果我们真的敬畏神，我们的心、啊、有一个 upright， 有一个、神的那种忌邪的心、啊、忌恶的心、啊、
Brothers and sisters, if we have an upright heart and we fear the Lord, we will fear the Lord.
在大概中国的主耶稣以后一千年、啊、在那个朝代、有一个人。有一个官叫做包拯啊，这中国人的世界哈、啊，后来人家叫他包青天。
About 1,000 years after Christ, there is a Chinese judge. His name is Bao Zheng.
哎，那为什么后来人家叫他包青天呢？因为他的断案非常的正直，他不只是敢打苍蝇，也敢打老虎啊， 就是无论是什么样势力的人来呢，他都是按照对错来审理，来办事情。
But later on, people call him the righteous Baal because no matter who comes before him, he is always righteous and he never takes bribes.
他不看情面，不收贿赂。
He doesn't care who is in front of him and he does not take bribes.
在民间他成为一个英雄啊。
And in the people's eyes, he was someone who is righteous.
那今天我们如果做对的事情啊，我们真的有公义有怜悯，我们在神面前一定会被看重。
Today, if we do the right thing and we have graciousness and we are full of compassion, God will surely look heavily on us.
公义的第三个表现，我们来看第八节。
The third
112篇诗篇112篇第八节。
Let's turn back to Psalm 112, verse 8.
112篇第八节。
Psalm 112, verse 8.
他心确定，总不惧怕，直到他看见敌人遭报。请读。
His heart is established. He will not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies.
这边提到说呢，我们呢、啊，那个敬那个一个敬畏神的人哦，他的心是确定的，他在恶势力面前哦，他一定在任何这个事情面前，他一定不会害怕。
The one who fears the Lord, his heart is established. No matter even if he meets up with his enemies, he will not be afraid.
直到最后他会看到恶人会有恶报。
And at the end, he will see that the wicked will have his own judgment.
如果你再看112篇的第七节。
If you read Psalm 112, verse 7.
112篇第七节。
Verse 7.
他必不怕凶恶的信息，他心坚定，依靠主。请读。
He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord.
你真的敬畏神哦，你是以神为磐石的啦。
If you truly fear the Lord will be your rock.
你不会动摇的，你看到什么害怕的事情都不会动摇的。
So your heart is steadfast, no matter what comes your way, you will be firm.
那耶稣就是你灵魂的锚啊，在暴风雨当中呢，你这艘船有一个锚，那就是主耶稣基督啊，你不会动摇的。
And the Lord Jesus himself is your anchor, so no matter what kind of storm you are met up with, you are still trusting. And,
2020年、哦、实在是从人来看是一个瘟疫之年、啊、
The year 2020 in the sight of man is really a year of the pandemic.
我们常常听到许多凶恶的信息。
Many times we hear very bad news.
你心中有平安吗?
Do you have peace in your heart?
你真的敬畏神，以神为依靠，你晚上一定会睡得着觉，你该做的事情一定会去做。
If you truly rely on God and trust in him, then surely you can fall asleep at night.
我今天看到报纸怎么说，纽约市有人在烧口罩，他们抗议，大家要政府要叫人家戴口罩。
Today on the news, I saw that there are people who gather together to burn the masks because they're protesting about the government mandate of mask wearing.
当然，有些官员他们也都不戴口罩，所以你也听到消息啊，某某官员又得到 COVID-19。
And of course, there are some officials who do not wear masks themselves. So we will also hear news that certain individuals have just been diagnosed with COVID.
我们不害怕不代表不戴口罩了。
When we're not afraid, it doesn't mean that we do not wear masks.
我们该进的不要进，那是我们内心呢、啊。无论社会上发生什么事情哦，内心都是平安的。
We should do the right things, but whatever happens in this society, we should not be afraid.
这个耶稣啊，成为肉身啊，借着他的血肉之体来败坏那个掌死权的魔鬼，这个目的是什么呢？
The Lord Jesus, he came into flesh and blood so that he can destroy the one who has power. Why is that?
啊，就是要释放一些因为一生怕死而成为奴隶的人、啊、耶稣胜过魔鬼，耶稣胜过死权，因为耶稣的胜过 我们这些怕死的人就能够被释放。从此以后，你心中再不怕怕死了。
The Lord Jesus, He has overcome death and He has overcome the devil. So, in order to release those of us who are afraid of death.
以上谈到敬畏神的人有的表现。
So, what we've discussed the behaviors we should have for someone who fears the Lord.
那一百一十篇告诉我们敬畏神的一个好处是什么？
And Psalm 112 also tells us what are the blessings for someone who fears the Lord.
我们读一百一十二篇第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
一百一十二篇第三点，他家中有货物，有钱财。诗篇一百二十二篇第三节，他的公义存到永远。
Psalm 112 verse 3, wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever.
这边提到他家里有货物有钱财。
Here mentioned that in his house there are wealth and riches.
这个旧约谈到祝福啊，常常谈到物质层面的。
In the Old Testament, when it talked about blessings, many times it talks about the material blessings.
所以约伯得到苦难，神后来让他回转，他得到双倍的产业。
Therefore, when Job was met with calamity and he lost everything, in the end, God gave him double portion of what he had.
但是新约谈到福气，它通常是谈一个属灵的心灵上面的福气。
But in the New Testament, when it talks about blessings, many times it talks about the blessings in our spirit.
所以耶稣说呢，人的生命不在乎家道丰盛。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus says that one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses.
耶稣来是要给我们生命，而且得到更丰盛的生命。
The Lord comes to give us life and to give us a more abundant life.
所以当我们谈到家中兴旺啊，不一定是指着拥有财产、拥有货物，而是你的家里啊，会蒙神的许多福气。
So when we talk about the blessings in the house, we don't mean that you might have a lot of material things, but you will be blessed by God spiritually.
就好像诗篇128篇说的哦，你的妻子在内室啊，多结果子，像葡萄一样，像葡萄树一样。
Just like in Psalm 128, it says that your wife shall be in the house and be like a fruitful vine.
他说你的儿女围绕你的桌子，好像橄榄枝一样。
And your children are like olive plants all around your table.
他说敬畏神的人就是要这样蒙福啊。
And those who fear the Lord will be blessed this way.
这是一个非常美丽的图画，你的太太像橄榄树在你室内，儿女围着你啊，像摘子一样。
This is a beautiful picture because your wife is in the room and she is like a vine and your children are like olives surrounding you.
你想想看，如果你只有货物钱财，但是太太红杏出墙，儿女背叛，这个有钱财到底有什么用？
Imagine if you are wealthy, but then your wife has extramarital affairs and your children are rebellious. What goods are your riches?
有时候我们看到弟兄姐妹的家里面哦，真的是非常和睦，非常蒙福。
Many times we see that the families of our brothers and sisters are very harmonious.
我听一个年轻姐妹见证一件事情。
I heard of a testimony from a young sister.
有一次她的朋友跟她打电话。
One time her friend was calling her.
那突然听到他们家怎么那个电话家那个。我们弟兄姐妹这个家传来一些非常美好的赞美歌声啊。
And then, from the background, the caller can hear some very beautiful music.
有的弹琴，有的唱诗，这个背景一片和谐啊。
One was playing the piano, and the others were singing hymns, and that was very harmonious.
他的朋友就跟我们的姐妹讲说，哇，你们家常常在一起唱诗吗？
So the friend says to our sister, well, do you guys always sing hymns in the house?
因为他的家是一个破碎的家庭。
Because the caller comes from a broken home.
常常吵架的一个家庭。
And they often quarrel.
那另外一个家是有神爱、常常歌颂神的家庭。
But the other home is a home with God's love, which praises the Lord all the time. 那
敬畏神的家就是像这样子啊，你能够家中啊有神的爱，能够兴旺。
A house that fears the Lord will have the love of God and they will be prosperous.
我们再读122篇的第二节，诗篇112篇第二节。
Let's read Psalm 112 verse 2.
112篇第二节。
Psalm 112 verse 2.
112篇第二节，他的后裔在世必强盛，正直人的后代必要蒙福。请读。
His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed.
如果你真的爱你的孩子，爱你的后代哦，你要成为一个敬畏神的人。
If you truly love your children and your descendants, you have to become someone who fears the Lord.
你看亚伯兰敬畏神哦，神就祝福亚伯兰，让他的后代成为大国。
Abraham feared the Lord, so the Lord blessed him and gave him and make his descendants a great nation.
啊，所以神对亚伯兰讲说呢，你也要吩咐你的众子跟你的眷属啊，来守我的道。
So therefore, the Lord told Abraham that you also have to tell your descendants that they have to observe my commandments.
啊，这样子你会成为大国啊。
In this way, you will become a great nation.
果然，今天亚伯兰属世上的子孙成为大国。属灵的子孙也成为大国。
And truly, Abraham's physical descendants became a great nation on this earth, and his spiritual descendants are also a great nation.
世上的子孙成为以色列国，现在联合国的一国。我们真耶稣教会成为一个大国，也都是亚伯兰的子孙。
His physical descendants, the nation of Israel, is recognized by the United Nations, and his spiritual descendants, members of the True Jesus Church, is also a great spiritual nation.
你可以想象吗？这是从一个公义的、敬畏神的种子出来的。
Can you imagine this came from one seed who feared the Lord?
神说哦，守我诫命的哦，爱我守我诫命的哦，我要向他发慈爱，直到什么时候呢？直到千代，一千代以后呢，你守诫命，福气要到你的到千代哦。
The Lord says that those who fear me and keep my commandments, I will make him a great. I will show him mercy to the thousands of generations.
你看哥尼流，他敬畏神啊，他的兵也变成虔诚兵啊，他的家可以影响一起来信耶稣啊。
Cornelius was someone who feared the Lord, so his regimen are also soldiers who feared the Lord, and his household also came and believed and feared the Lord.
因为现在我有机会，就前几年有机会被送去帮忙 AMTC 啊，就是非洲志工班。
I had the opportunity to be sent to help up with the holy work of AMTC, which is the African ministry.
那这些人不但要服侍，而且乐意去那种贫穷甚至危险的地方服侍。
The people who volunteered, they are willing to go to the poor countries, and sometimes the countries can be dangerous.
那我给他们做一个 survey 啊，做一个调查。
So I conducted the survey.
因为我也很多美国的弟兄姐妹去嘛，哈。那我看这个美国的小朋友，很多家人都是服侍的人呐。有些是负责人，有的是传道，有的是长老执事的孩子。那我就问一个问题说，你们呢家里的人有在做服侍神的就是做任何就是服侍神的请举手啊。
I see that there are quite a number of volunteers who are from the US, and I know that many of them are children children of workers in the church. So I asked them, for those of you who have family members who serve in the church, please raise your hand.
你会发觉到很少数的人没有举手啊。所以你知道一个做圣工的家庭，一个虔诚的家庭，敬畏神的家庭哦，那个后代真的有心要继续来接棒服侍神。
You can see very few of them who did not raise their hands. So therefore, those who fear the Lord, their descendants will be blessed, and they also fear the Lord.
那你看到这些人啊，这些敬虔的家庭呢？圣经说他们做事情要顺利啊。
And the families who fear the Lord and who are righteous, the Lord will give them prosperity.
我们来看112篇的第四节。
Let's go back and read Psalm 112, verse 4.
112篇的第四节诗篇。
Psalm 112 verse 4.
112篇第四节，正直人在黑暗中，有光向他发现。请读。
Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness.
就是你一个敬畏神的人，是一个正直的人，正直的人他在黑暗当中可以看得到光明。
For someone who is who fears the Lord and who is upright, even in darkness he can see light.
所以就如同耶伯记十一章十七节说的，你在世的日子要比正午更光明啊，虽然有黑暗，仍然要像早晨。
Just like what it says in Job chapter 11, verse 17, the days that you are on earth, it will be brighter than noontime. Even though there is darkness, it will be like morning.
所以你一个敬畏神的人，你有时候遇到黑暗，但是呢，神其实给你亮光。有时候你在黑暗当中，可是你一经历过，你会觉得像早晨。
Someone who is upright, sometimes, even though you are in darkness, God will give you light. And once you pass through that, you can see that the Lord has given you light.
就像你走过死荫的幽谷，你不怕，因为主的杖、主的竿都要安慰你。
Just like you walk through the shadow of the valley of death, you will not be afraid because his staff comforts you.
就好像约瑟在最困难的时候，常常在最困难的时候，大家都看到神跟约瑟同在。
Just like when Joseph was in his most difficult time, many people can see God's abidance with him.
在黑暗当中看到亮光，我就想到前些日子我们听到布鲁伦这个林丽姐妹的见证。
The light in the darkness makes me think about the testimony of Sister Li Lin from Brooklyn.
她因为洗肾又得到新冠了，后来需要住院。
Because of her dialysis, she was infected with COVID, and therefore she was hospitalized.
一边她这个见证稿这样说，她要去医院之前呢，她的孩子对妈妈这样讲。
In her testimony, she says that before she went to the hospital, her daughter said to her,
她说我不要妈妈死，我不要妈妈死。
And the daughter says, I don't want my mother to die, I don't want my mother to die.
然后听到孩子这样讲，她伤心欲绝，心如刀割。
When she heard this from her daughter, her heart was cut to pieces.
连没有信的耶稣，没有信的先生呢，都跪下来求神，来医治她。
Even her unbelieving husband, knelt down to pray to God to ask God for healing.
说呢，如果你的神呐、医治你，我就跟你结亲耶稣。
And her husband says that if your God heals you, then I will follow you and believe in Jesus.
说完就马上到房间外面去痛哭啊。
And as soon as he said that, he went outside the room to cry.
所以你知道他那个经历啊，尤其到医院啊，那种没有办法吃得好，没有办法睡得好，然后甚至连上洗手间都很困难。
From her experience, she could not eat well, she could not sleep well, and she even had difficulty going to the bathroom.
但是在任何的困难当中，比如说没有办法上洗手间，这个护士就推着轮椅来祷告之后了，没有办法好好吃，就有爱心的护士就同意他先生把东西放在门口，然后去拿进来给他吃，护士帮他拿进来给他吃。
But no matter what kind of difficulty she was in, after her prayers, for example, she couldn't go to the bathroom by herself. The nurse will come to her with a wheelchair, and in the event that she couldn't eat hospital food, the nurse would agree for her husband to send her food, and they would pick it up and bring it to her.
所以就像圣经上所说，虽然有黑暗，好像早晨一样嘛。虽然有黑暗，还是有光向他发现。
So the Bible says that even though there is darkness, it is still like morning, and you will still have light.
所以我们看到这个敬畏神的人呢，要被纪念。
And lastly, we know that someone who fears the Lord will be remembered.
我们看112篇的第六节。
Please read Psalm 112 verse 6.
112篇的第六节，诗篇112篇第六节。
Psalm 112 verse 6.
他永不动摇，一人被纪念， 直到永远，请读。
Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance.
就是他会被神永远的纪念，也会被人来纪念。
He will be remembered by God and by men.
所以在腓立比书保罗腓立比的作者这样跟当时的信徒讲说呢，神不会不公义忘记你们所做的功了。
So the author of Philippians says that God is not unrighteous and he will not forget the works that you have done.
你们为他的名所显的爱心神一定会纪念。
The labor of love that you have shown toward his name, it will be remembered.
耶稣又说，你把一杯凉水，只要是奉耶稣的名给你们当中小子的一个喝，就不得不被纪念。
And the Lord also says that, if you give a cup of cold water to the least among you, when you do this in the name of the Lord Jesus, it will be remembered.
所以弟兄姐妹，你所做的这些好的敬畏神、爱神、爱人的事情呢，都会记载在生命册上面。
So brothers and sisters, everything that you do, the things that you do because you love God and you love men, everything will be remembered.
我在南加州的时候，我听到一个见证。
When I was in South Cal, I heard this testimony.
在最后审判的时候，一个姐妹排队要来看生命册上面，要来接受审判。
At the final judgment, they were lining up, and there's a sister who lined up.
轮到她的时候，天使跟她讲，你是最后一名了。
And when it was her turn, the angel told.
她突然从这个，突然从梦中惊醒。那个时候，你是听到你是最后一名了。
And at the time, she, when she heard that she was the last one, she suddenly woke up from her dream.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们要知道，我们会有一个把我们所做所行记录在生命册上的主我们做好的，他一定会纪念我们。
So brothers and sisters, we know that everything that we do will be recorded in the book of life by the Lord Himself.
那不只是这样，其实你真的敬畏神，你爱神爱人，你也会被人纪念。
And not only that, if you love God and love men and you help others, you will be remembered by men.
你生命当中不晓得有没有你觉得是一个好像真的是神差遣来帮助你的天使，有没有这样的人呢？
I don't know, in your life, are there anyone who is really like an angel sent by God to help you?
也许你这辈子没有机会跟他说声谢谢。
Perhaps in this life, you do not have a chance to say thank you to this person.
但这些人常常在你的心里面。
But they are always in your heart.
真的会纪念到，会想到他们呢？真的到死之前都还有机会想到他们。
And truly, you remember them up to the moment of your death.
那神对你的纪念到最后就是要给你大荣耀。
And the way that the Lord remembers you is that at the end He will give you a great glory.
我们看112篇第九节。
Let's read Psalm 112 verse 9.
112篇第九节，他施舍钱财。周济贫穷，他的仁义存到永远，他的脚必被高举，大有荣耀。请读。
Verse 9, He has dispersed abroad, He has given to the poor, His righteousness endures forever, His horn will be exalted with honor.
所以你的仁义要存到永远你对的做的好事，你敬畏神爱神爱人的事，要存到永远。
Your righteousness, the things that you do to show that you love God and men, will endure forever.
而且你将来要被高举，要得大荣耀。
And in the future, you will be lifted up and you will receive great glory.
就像那个乞丐拉撒路到最后跑到亚伯拉罕的怀抱里面去一样得到神的大爱。
Just like the beggar Lazarus, at the end, he was in the bosom of Abraham and he received God's love.
所以弟兄姐妹，在这个自战自清的这个人生的这种苦楚当中
So brothers and sisters, in this uncertain world,
你那个想到将来那个极重永远无比的荣耀，你就不会介意的啦。哎呀，今生这么短暂的痛苦，是为了承受将来那个永远无比极重的荣耀。
When you think about the crown that waits for you in the future,then you would not care about all the sufferings of this world.
我一直想到 我祖母过世的时候，我的子女啊，祷告的时候，啊，问神一个问题。
I keep thinking that when my grandmother passed away, my niece asked God a question.
祖母啊，对她来讲太祖母了哈，就是我的祖母在天国过得好吗？就是问这个问题。
And her question was, is my great grandmother doing well in heaven?
那神就看到我的祖母哈，在荣耀当中显现。
And then we see that my grandmother manifests in glory.
弟兄姐妹，你的敬畏神呢，会被纪念，会得荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, your fearing of the Lord will be remembered and it will be honored.
您是一个敬畏神的人吗？
Are you someone who fears the Lord?
啊，我们盼望大家都越来越敬畏神。
We truly hope that we become more and more fearful of the Lord.
因为敬畏神的这人变为有福。
Because blessed is the man who fears the Lord.
啊，我们一起来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray together.